After 37 years, I still enjoy my work, and I get thrilled. I was thrilled to design this boat. I was thrilled today to paddle it for the first time. That still excites me.
Within sight of Lake Superior, Alex Combe loves the work of hand-building traditional wooden boats and canoes. Today on Paddle Minnesota, I have a conversation with Alex about his life and the boats that he builds.
I live in Knife River, Minnesota, which is really just a little fishing village between Duluth and Two Harbors. Actually, before I lived there, I lived on north of Two Harbors on the Stewart River, and that's what I call the company, Stewart River Boat Works. They actually started in 1979, late in 79, and then in 1980, I decided I wanted to build boats for a living. And I've done other things too, but you know, the boats have always been there, and frankly the boats have subsidized other businesses and made my life interesting when I had jobs.
Alex's roots are in traditional designs and building methods, but he's kept the craft fresh by trying new building techniques. This fall, on the edge of the Boundary Waters canoe area, I talked with Alex about a canoe he just finished.
And we're looking at a boat right here. It's brand new. I could smell it coming off the racks. It smell the varnish on this brand new boat. Tell me about it.
Yeah, the varnish is a day and a half old, so you can smell it. It's still off gassing. It's a new design, a 15-foot boat that I call the Ami, which means friend in French. And it's sort of modeled after the Chestnut Pal, which means friend in English. This is the third generation of the Ami design, and I built it trying to do some different techniques than I have done before.
It's just a beautiful boat. It's a work of art. The woods I'm seeing are cedar, spruce, cherry, bird's eye maple.
There's a little bit of yellow cedar. That slider for the sliding seat is yellow cedar.
The elegant canoe is a hybrid of modern materials, including composite glues, and building techniques like steam bending that are as old as boat building itself.
I'm not thinking that this new thing is going to replace the fabric-covered boat. I actually have it covered with fiberglass, but it was just something I wanted to try. And so I actually didn't clinch nail these. I glued the planking to the ribs. You know, it looks different, and it really is a new design.
Like any good business person, Alex is quick to adapt his line of products to the demands of the market.
I think of it as a tandem canoe. This one I did outfit as a solo, thinking that it would be good for people who wanted to paddle solo that felt like a typical solo canoe was too tippy for them. This is not tippy as a solo canoe. It's been reported that you could have a barn dance in it.
While Alex isn't afraid to innovate new methods, traditionally crafted wood and canvas canoes make up most of his work.
Typically, I build what we call wood canvas canoes. So it's a wood hull that is covered with canvas, and the canvas is what makes it watertight. It really is a technology that was developed, well, it was really developed by a couple of guys in Maine in the 1870s, maybe. And they had built birch bark canoes, and they just were trying to come up with a way to build boats, get the materials more easily. The planking, what we call planking, is 5/32 of an inch thick cedar planks that are attached to the ribs, and those are clinch nailed. So the bark canoes were not clinch nailed, but that was a European technology mm-hmm. that they adopted to it. It's a great way to build a boat because you can unclench the nails and you can pull a plank out and replace it. I think it's a great technology.
With over a century of wooden canoe building history here in North America, Alex is in nearly constant demand to repair old and not so old wood and canvas canoes. I asked him how many canoes he's restored over the years.
Oh, I don't know. I probably restore a dozen a year, something like that. So you could do the math on that. Now, new canoes, it used to be I built more new canoes than I restored, and that is really traded. I'm doing more restorations now than new, so new canoes I might be 3 or 4 a year now.
After 37 years, Alex has built hundreds of new canoes and boats and restored over 400 old canoes. After christening his new canoe on Sawbill Lake, I asked him what he'll be doing next.
Well, next I got to get back to the work that people are paying me to do, which is right now I've got quite a few repair jobs in. I get a lot of old canoes in for repair and then satisfy my customers, but also satisfy my bank accounts.
Reflecting on nearly four decades of doing what he loves at Stewart River Boatworks, Alex Combe has a great appreciation for the life that he's made for himself in northern Minnesota.
You know, what really got me interested in doing this is I wanted to be able to work with wood, work at home, make my own time, be there for my family, that sort of thing. And that I'm still able to do that. I've got a grade schooler at home. She's in sixth grade, and it's just great to be there when she comes home on the bus. You know, I watch her come up the driveway, and that's how I make a living. And that feels really good.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Jim Gallagher.